so the public sector perspective. But yeah, I think I can.
I think we need the mic. Sorry. Hi. Well, and thanks for promoting me, but I'm not the CEO of OpenExchange. No, I'm just the head of policy. I mean, but I mean, maybe later. I mean, unless maybe it happened and nobody told me yet, but I don't think so. So, no, hello. Hi, I'm Vittorio Bertola, the head of policy of OpenExchange, which is a German open source software maker. We make stuff like Dovecot and PowerDNS, so you possibly know some of our software. And I'm here because I'm originally an engineer that, I mean, already a long time ago became interested in this kind of political stuff. And so, I mean, at a certain point of the career moved to into this policy realm. And this is exactly the point where we are now. So it happened almost by chance that I got involved into this thing called the Eurostack. It was something that was launched by economists and competition economists and business people from the public sector and high-ranking public sector officers. We share the same problem as we have. So they think we are colonized by big tech, and we need to be independent as Europe for a number of reasons. But they have the opposite problem in the sense that they don't know how to make the technology happen. So they were looking for techies and asking, I mean, how can we actually build this? And so this led to a sort of an opinion campaign and a report that you can find online. Yeah. But the point is that we are at a very important moment, and this is why OpenDesk and this kind of models are so important. Europe has been saying that we need technical independence for a long time now, and has been doing a lot of stuff. I mean, we've been doing a lot of regulation, which is important. It's useful. I think it should be enforced. Actually, you know, I am actually worried that I start to hear like MEPs and people saying we need less regulation. There was actually one in a conference 3 days ago saying maybe the problem why we cannot compete with the Americans is that we have the GDPR, we should abolish the GDPR because it's just bureaucracy. No, this is not the point. The point is that we need the regulation that we have been making, we need to get it enforced even more strongly than it has been done until now, but then we also need to start building stuff. And to build stuff, we need money, we need investment. We need the investment that has an impact. Europe is investing a lot of money in research projects. Commonly used internet products have come out of the European research projects? Zero, I think. So the problem we have as Europe is how to spend our money to make something that people can actually use. And so this is why as a company, we are also partners in OpenDesk. We provide part of our software, which they use for, I mean, it's open. They could use it without our La Suite as well, yeah. So the point is exactly how to make things happen. And public procurement is the key, because public procurement is money that we as taxpayers have to pay anyway, because, I mean, the public officers need technical infrastructure. And up to now, it has been spent for 30 years on Microsoft and other big tech stuff, which has made us more and more dependent. So if we can just direct even just a small part of that money into open source software made in Europe, we are creating independence, we are creating jobs, we are creating the tax revenue that we need to keep our welfare up and running and all these things. And so this is why I'm interested, and this is now the question for the panel. Well, first of all, well, I think you have different views coming from the political sphere and maybe from a more practical sphere, but is this the model that can work? So how hard it is to extend this kind of idea to cover the other sectors that we need? I think OpenDesk and Lafitte Numérique are now focusing more on like personal productivity, platform software, but is this a model maybe that separately even can work for other things that we need, like European search engines, social media, whatever? Maybe from the political sphere, do you see the will at the European level to pursue this in practice and the attention to this problem? But anyway, and then you can say whatever you want, and then we will take questions. So I'm finishing here. Who wants to start? You want to start?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the question. I would start with Eurostack is a buzzword, and I think we have...
The microphone is for the live stream, apparently.
We have to scream more. Sorry. I'm sorry. I hope the live stream can also hear us. But yeah, I will try to speak a bit louder. So the Eurostack, first of all, it's just a name. So yeah. We have to identify what does it mean. So what do we really want to support? And do we start with the hardware? Where do we go? Does it go until the application layer? So we really have to distinguish where and what do we want to support. And here, I think it's quite remarkable because you asked about the political will. We already have something called the CHIPS Act. And there, the allocation of money was a huge debate. So there was money available in the frameworks and the funds. However, they had to take money away from other things in order to support the CHIPS Act and in order to support chips in Europe, or at least, you know, also talking about recycling and other aspects that are not necessary now for the debate.